Damon Ratto and Kolsky here on 95.7 The Game. Time to go inside the 49ers locker room. And it's been a long time since we've gone inside the 49ers locker room to find a first-place undefeated team, but that's exactly what we're looking at. Kwon Alexander is at the centerpiece of a resurgent defense, which is leading the way. A 2017 Pro Bowler tears his ACL last year in Tampa Bay, has shown up here with the 49ers, and like I said, is in the middle of a much-improved defense. Appearing on the Dial Pad guest line, Kwon Alexander here with Damon Ratto and Kolsky. Kwon, thanks for joining us, man. How you doing?
I'm doing legendary, man. Thanks for having me.
Only undefeated team in the NFC. Like, that sounds pretty good through the first 3 weeks, right?
Yes, sir. It sounds legendary, man. We're just trying to keep it rolling.
You've already used the word legendary three times, so I'm guessing you guys are feeling good.
Yes, sir. Legendary, man. 9-0-D, man. Feeling well.
Kwon, what's been the most surprising thing in terms of how quickly this has come together on your side of the ball? Like, record aside, you're better through three games than you thought you'd be at what?
To me, it's just for us, all of us on the defensive side, just they came together. We added some pieces to the team. So for us to all be able to play together like that, that's what surprised me. And we're doing well doing that.
How long do you think it was going to take as opposed to how long it actually took?
You really couldn't tell because, you know, you got to play first. OTAs and everything is cool, but once you play against an opponent, you know, once you go out there and fill each other out, because you got to know how each player play on your team. So once you go out there and fill it out like that, and then you're playing well, then you got to keep it going, man.
Man, you came out playing hot, maybe even a little too hot, week one in Tampa. What happened?
Man, I came out trying to do my best out there, man, just playing fast. And obviously, I got kicked out the game. Wasn't trying to get kicked out the game. I was trying to get hit for a targeting call, but, you know, that's how it goes. And I just got ready for next week after that moment.
So after you were suspended week one, obviously big suspension handed down for Vontaze Burfict this week. And I just wonder, is this something you feel like you need to be thinking about more, or is it just you got to play the way you know how and hopefully it doesn't happen again?
Man, I feel like, it's kind of hard, man. It's kind of hard because it's kind of like they're trying to slow the game down.
Right.
Like trying to slow us down, and most of us play fast. So it's kind of like hard to just stop somebody from playing the way they've been playing their whole life. But I see what they're trying to do, but some of the hits they be calling don't even really be hits.
Right.
Be hard hits. So it's weird to me, but, no, we just got to play by the rules, I guess.
Moving to Monday's game, does Cleveland's offense, not any of its individual components like Beckham or Mayfield, but the offense as a whole, does it remind you of another team you've played in the past? And if so, does it add helpful?
I can't really say it reminds me of another team. I just, because we never played them before, so especially with the new players they've got. So it's kind of hard to try to judge them without playing them.
What kind of team do you think you got coming in here? The team that went 0-2 at home, or the team that just put, I think, 40 points on the Baltimore Ravens?
I don't really know what kind of team they're going to come in, but I know we're going to be ready for whatever situation we have to be ready for.
How do you balance that? Just with, obviously, there's one set of expectations coming into the season. Now you're 3-0. You got 2 weeks to sort of hear everybody talk about you, now the only undefeated team in the NFC. How do you make sure you are ready for a Monday night game with all the stuff that's flying around you?
No, we don't even listen to the outside noise, man. We just try to stay humble and just do what we've been doing, playing hard, make sure we got our keys right, make sure everybody's mindset on right. So as long as we do that, as long as we keep doing what we've been doing and playing as a family, we're going to be okay, man.
Kwon Alexander joining us here, Damon Ratto and Kolsky on 95.7 The Game. It's amazing how far you've come in just 1 year's time, because 1 year ago this month, you're hitting injured reserve with a torn ACL. You go through all the rehab and your long journey back has you in a 49er uniform now, like I said, in the middle of a very good defense. At what point did you know you were right again? Do you feel right again? Do you feel like you used to before the injury?
I feel way better than I did before the injury. I'm playing way more faster, way more confident in my game and everything. So I feel way better, way better.
Was it real good to get that first slice of contact over and done with, though? Everyone needs to test it once, right?
Yeah, talking about the knee, just test it. No, I don't really worry about my knee. I just go and play, man. Whatever happens, happens. You know, I don't like to think about things like that. I just like to just go play the game that I love and just go out there and do it hard as I can.
You were, Damon said it earlier, obviously, 2017 Pro Bowler, so you certainly have experience in this league. But I'm just curious, Richard Sherman is a guy who was brought here to be somewhat of a veteran leader and obviously a dude who has about as much football in his head as anybody in the league. What's right. It been like being around a veteran like that, and what, if anything, have you learned from him?
Man, it's amazing to be around a veteran like Sherman, man. I talk to him about everything, especially like just playing next to him, playing outside. Majority of the time, he be next to me at corner. So, me and him, just we got a connection. We got a connection on the field. I'm glad that I got a corner that know the game and can help me out in different ways and in different formations and things like that. So, it's great to have him on my team.
What do you think of Nick Bosa through three games?
Oh, man, he's an animal too, man. He's an animal too. Y'all really done seen a little bit. Y'all ain't seen a lot. Yeah, he's going to get to them quarterbacks a lot more. He's going to finish a lot more than them sets. He's a dog, man.
You talked about the connection you have with Richard Sherman. How quickly mm-hmm. did that come along as opposed to your connections with other players? Did he reach out to you first? Did you reach out to him? Did it just happen naturally? And how quickly did that connection actually become a thing that you feel every day?
I mean, it's a thing, man. When you got guys that want to win and know football, and, you know, he's been on a championship team, great team, great defenses. So knowing me, I'm going to ask. I want to figure out what he knows and how I can get better at things. And he done helped me a lot with that. And he's just an intelligent guy. And, you know, he's a great leader for our team. And I appreciate everything he's done for me since I've been here.
Quan, tell us a little bit about what Robert Salas taught you. You need to do to make this defense as successful as it can be.
And he just told me to just be myself. That's all he want me to do is be myself, and that's what I do. I can't be nobody else. And the thing they like about it, they just like me being myself, and I ain't got to change. So they're just some great coaches, and I love playing for them.
So I assume that's part of the answer to the question I'm about to ask, but mm-hmm. obviously you got paid well to come here, but I assume there were plenty of people who would have paid you well. So what was it about? What was it? Talking to the coaches? Was it the way the organization operates? What made the Niners appealing to you as a free agent?
Oh, just talking to the coaches. And when I came up here, the vibe was great. The people was amazing, and the coaches and the owners, they wanted me to be myself, and I stepped today, and I wanted to come up here and play. Well, some great players up here, man, and I'm loving it now.
Quan, here's the exciting part. Not only are the 49ers 3-0, but it looks like LSU's got a quarterback.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You see what we got going on over there?
Absolutely. Do Alabama better be on red alert?
Yes, sir. We're going to be ready, man. I can't wait for that game.
Quan, thank you so much for joining us today. Every week we've been asking guys, what's the last thing you dialed up on Spotify? What are you listening to right now?
Oh, on Spotify?
Yeah, what should the kids be listening to?
The kids? I don't know about the kids. I've been listening to some new DaBaby that came out. The new album came out. Some bumper.
There you go. Write that down, everyone. Thank you very much, Quan. It was good to talk to you today. Have yourself a good bye week. Well, you just came off the bye. Have yourself
yes,
a good
sir.
Week preparing for Monday Night Football.
Yes, sir. Hey, thanks for having me on, man.